Mr. Benson was just wrapping up his history class.
My goodness gracious, I'm so sorry, class, but I seem to have misplaced the original Milktown Charter and the original Milktown Milk Pen that signed the original charter and the old Milktown Milk Stump upon which the original charter was signed.
When Miranda ran in.
Sorry I'm late, Mr. Benson. I was just...
cavorting with wood nymphs, playing bridge with a left-handed gibbon, phoning up Gilgamesh to ask for a loan.
In the bathroom.
For 40 minutes? Well, there's no need to sit down, Miranda. I was just telling the class that we won't be able to conduct our interactive history final today because a storeroom full of our town's key historical artifacts seems to have grown legs and taken a hike. These are important items, people. Whoever is taking them, please stop it. You are dismissed.
Whoa, what was that all about?
That's Miranda, our hero. Strange things just seem to happen to Miranda. For her, the world is a wondrous place, ruled more by chance and whimsy than by any logic we might recognize.
Everyone knows wood nymphs don't cavort. They caper.
Perhaps he's concerned that collectively our generation cares more about science than history.
That's Eliza, Miranda's best bestie. Since the beginning, Eliza has been Miranda's left-hand lady, a nifty counter to Miranda's guileless eccentricity. Eliza is methodical, analytical, a scientist.
He's been excessively uneasy and apprehensive for months now. That's anxiety.
Well, yeah. He's the chair for the Big Town Centennial Party. There's all this crazy milk pill stuff going on.
And that's Darren. Darren loves animals.
Sure. Animals are all right.
And he's always had a big secret crush on Miranda.
No, I haven't.
They're 17. Best friends and Milktown's finest in youth team detective investigation. You're listening to Milktown, 1999. Today's episode, Smell That Sweet Derriere.
Wait, Miranda, why are you so late to class?
Oh, you'll never guess what happened.
Here we go.
I was walking down Milk Street.
Right.
And flipping a coin.
Sounds unsafe.
When all of a sudden I realized I'd flipped the coin on heads 6 times in a row.
Whoa, what are the chances of that?
1 in 64.
But that's not the crazy thing.
Isn't it?
Just when it landed on heads for the 6th time, I stopped. And I sensed something to my right.
A bear.
Something cold.
A dog.
Mrs. Cardinelli's hat shop.
Whoa.
Go on.
And right at that moment, inside the hat shop, there were 6 people trying on hats.
Shut up.
Is that it?
And then...
there's more?
I walked in, and there was this man. A man I'd never seen before, but he looked exactly like...
Excuse me, kids. You can't come through here.
Oh, sorry. Wow! Look at all these people! What's going on?
The mayor's making an announcement.
To everyone?
It's an emergency announcement. He'll be wrapping up momentarily.
Come on, let's get closer.
Oops, my bad, sorry.
And that's why we're delaying the old Milktown Centennial celebration until next year. Dr. V is doing this town a great service by accommodating our schedule and moving this project to the top of the pocket. Let's give the doctor a hand.
Who is that lady? She looks super unkind.
That's Dr. Venom. Her company just bought the old dairy house.
Dr. Venom? Seriously? That's like the most evil name ever.
I have to admit, when I heard doctor, I just assumed it was a man.
Me too! Gender bias is crazy.
Now, any questions about today's topic and today's topic only? The celebration of our new milk pill factory. Construction beginning immediately. Pass that report of the new Milktown microphone. The old megaphone thing is missing. Yes, down here in the front.
The old Milktown flagpole. The old Milktown centennial celebration. The old Milktown megaphone. Would you say that the town's history is literally and figuratively being stolen away and nobody really cares?
No. Next question.
Are there any construction concerns given the recent localized earthquakes?
Earth shakes, not quakes. It's important we brand that right. Milktown's got earth shakes. Come try them out.
What would you say about all the missing owls and cats?
I would say go to a different press conference. Thanks to Dr. Venom, we're putting Milktown back on the map. The future of dairy is upon us, and we are us. Thank you. Good night.
Unusual disappearances, unexplained geological disturbances, patently nefarious characters.
A lot going on.
Wait, so what's a milk pill?
State-of-the-art nutritional supplement.
It's your morning glass of milk in a pill.
Dubious.
It's just a pill.
You saw that lady. She's up to no good.
So true.
We don't even know her.
Good call.
She had chilling features.
We have too little information to jump to conclusions.
The timing, though. earthquakes, stolen artifacts, an industrial tycoon, and the town's centennial party delayed just as all eyes turned to the city.
I agree with Miranda on this one. Pretty conspicuous.
Sounds like a witch hunt to me.
Ooh, it does sort of feel that way.
Missing cats and owls, Darren. How are you not completely concerned about this?
I am concerned. I just never said...
Those earthshakes are happening closer together.
They're really pretty nice.
We're running out of time.
Miranda, where are you going?
Back to Mrs. Cardinelli's hat shop. I need to find that man.
Who?
The man I was telling you about.
From the coin flipping story?
Yeah, but I didn't tell you everything.
Okay, but...
He had crazy white hair.
Miranda, wait.
And a crazy long beard.
Why are we fast walking?
And a really old shirt.
Okay, just...
And these overalls.
Like a mechanic?
No, like a farmer.
Gasp. Oh my grapes.
Young Nelly.
Go to Sheriff Hunker.
Young Nellie's been missing for years. She'll never believe us.
That reporter, then. She was onto something.
No time. If we just find young Nellie, he'll lead us to... Oh, no!
What's wrong?
Mrs. Cardinelli's hat shop. It's gone.
Oh my grapes.
It was just here.
There's Mrs. Cardinelli.
Mrs. C, are you okay?
Hello, girls.
Hey.
Mrs. C, what happened to the shop?
The shop? Oh, yes. Well, I took my usual break for an old Milktown malt ball, and I got a little turned around because I couldn't find the candy store. When I finally made it back, the shop was gone.
I'm so sorry, Mrs. C.
That's all right. I got a fruit leather instead.
Fruit leather is not candy.
I meant about your hat shop, Mrs. C.
Oh, they'll find it right when they're done looking for the old Milktown searchlight. Maybe it's a sign. Hats aren't exactly cutting edge, you know. Everybody's wearing visors these days. Can you imagine that?
Mrs. C, before you left your shop, did you see a man? An old man with crazy white hair and a crazy long beard?
And a shirt?
Yes!
And overalls?
Yes!
Like a mechanic?
No!
A farmer?
Yes!
Sounds awfully familiar. You know, when I was just a sprout, there was a boy, a young boy, younger than you all, who fit that description, with a shirt and the overalls. They say he was just the fastest milker in the West, but it weren't right just to call him fast. In those days, he had to go slow to go fast, had to be smooth. The cows just loved him, could milk 100 gallons a day or more. They gave him an enormous milk pail just so he wouldn't have to slow down to switch. It's not a fib to say his milking ways put Milktown on the map in those days.
Young Nelly.
That's right.
And did you see him today, Mrs. C?
Today? I haven't seen young Nelly in this town for 80 years.
Where'd he go?
They say he went mad after they invented those milking machines. They could milk cows faster, but the cows, they were never the same. Ever again. And neither was young Nelly.
Mrs. C?
Oh, look at me giving you kids a history lesson. If you want to know some real history, head down to the old dairy house where young Nelly made history. Go quick now. Never know how much longer things will be around.
Thanks, Mrs. C.
Don't mention it, girls.
Let's do it, guys. We have less time than I thought.
The old dairy house is this way, Miranda.
We're not going to the old dairy house.
Where are we going?
The pet store.
What?
Why?
I didn't tell you the most important part of the story. I actually talked to young Nelly.
What?
Yes! I went in and started looking at hats, and he came over to me and poked me on the shoulder.
Abrasive.
And he told me to pick a number in my head between 1 and 100.
Huh.
And I was like, give me a minute while I try on some hats, you know?
Yeah.
And then he wrote down a number on his hand.
No.
Yes! And then the number 37 just plopped into my brain.
Wow.
And then?
I told him my number,
and
he showed me his hand.
And?
37!
No way!
Hold on. That's definitely a curious incident. I'm not denying that. But why are we going to the pet store?
Oh, yeah. Well, 37 is a prime number. Pretty big prime number. Like a pretty big prime rib. And ribs come in cages. Like a rib cage. Or as the French say, la cage thoracique, which naturally leads to La Cage aux Folles, the 1973 play by French playwright Jean Poiret, which was later adapted into the classic 1996 American film, The Birdcage, starring Robin Williams and Gene Hackman. Robin, a bird, and Hackman from the Middle-Low German Hawk for hedge or enclosure, like a cage. Birdcage!
So the pet store.
Where else are we going to find a birdcage, Darren?
Miranda, that literally makes no sense. We have, like, an actual lead. It's reasonable to go to the dairy house. We have reasons to support our actions.
So, if I'm hearing you correctly...
No pet store!
You guys, it's not like this is just some gut feeling here. Nellie guessed my number, and that number was 37.
Miranda, it was an old guy in overalls. He could have been anyone. Also, 37 has nothing
Darren,
to do with...
Darren, back me up here about the pet store. You love animals.
You know, love is a strong word. I'd say I like them.
Wow. Wow. You think you know a guy.
Okay, Miranda, we're basically already here. Let's just go into the pet store and check it out. If nothing's amiss, we can go to the old dairy house right afterward.
Nice compromise, Eliza. Miranda? Miranda!
Hey, Mr. Trout!
Miranda, welcome to Trout's Pet Emporium.
Do you have birds?
Nope. Fish and rodents only.
Not much of an emporium.
I knew it.
Really?
Hey, Mr. Trout, have you noticed anything amiss in your shop?
No, ma'am. With all these owls and cats up and disappearing, I installed a state-of-the-art DVD surveillance system. Nothing goes in or out of its cage without my knowing about it.
What about things outside the cages? Anything missing there?
Now that you mention it, I seem to have lost track of our dear Marjorie Doyle.
Who's Marjorie Doyle?
The old Milktown mascot.
We have a mascot?
Of course. Marjorie the Milk Cow Doyle.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
Not surprised you haven't heard of her. She's about 100 years old by now. Doesn't get out much.
Mind if we poke around a bit, Mr. Trout?
Of course. Until a few days ago, she resided right over there.
Tricky marauder. How did she get a whole cow out of here without anyone noticing?
Okay, I just want to say that while this particular connection is probably valid, we're not any closer to catching our culprit.
What about the cow?
We already knew that somebody was stealing old historic stuff. We have no new information. We came here because we mistakenly ascribed logical meaning to some crazy person nonsense.
He guessed my number.
But we can't come to conclusions that way. It leads us nowhere.
It led us here, didn't it?
And what's here?
Hold on to something, kiddos. They get that way when the earth shakes coming on.
Oh my grapes!
A tunnel.
Mr. Trout, turns out there's a tunnel here that appears to be connected to an underground cavern, likely containing Marjorie Doyle and a host of other old Milktown relics.
All right. You kids go ahead.
Ready?
No way. I'm not going down there.
Why not?
There could be mice down there.
So what?
I hate mice.
So you've gone from loving animals to finding them tolerable to hating them in, like, a day.
You know what? It's mice are not my... I never said I love animals.
Have you ever even seen a mouse in Milktown?
No, I stay out of tunnels.
You guys, what's that smell?
Very sharp cheddar.
The old dairy house!
I feel like we've been walking for miles.
My eyes still haven't adjusted.
It's been about 20 seconds.
What do we do if we come to a fork?
Go left.
How do you know?
Young Nelly wrote the 37 on his left hand.
That doesn't mean go left, Miranda. It means he's right-handed.
Don't say means. Well, we found the cats.
And the owls.
But where is the
old Milktown megaphone?
Darren!
Old Milktown megaphone.
This must be the old Milktown Orchestra.
I found the old Milktown milk pen.
Flagpole.
Hey, I think I'm on top of the hat shop.
I found the old Milktown searchlight.
Nice work. Turn it on.
Whoa.
It's an underground replica of the old Milktown Town Hall.
No wonder we've been shaking up there. This place is huge.
I had no idea we had so much history.
The architecture, such attention to detail. A little shoddy on the engineering, but given that we're in a cavern overall, I'd say...
Hey, I'm on the old Milktown milk stump. History rules.
Everybody okay?
This is dangerous.
Thank you, Darren. Miranda? Miranda?
Guys?
Miranda, are you hurt?
I don't think so.
Keep talking. The light was covered.
Okay. I'm over here in some kind of metal thing.
Okay, go on.
Wait. Don't come over. I think I'm in a...
Whoa!
A giant milk pail.
Ew. What is this stuff?
ambiguous dairy product?
I think it's Brie.
Can either of you move?
I'm pretty stuck.
Me too.
This was not the plan.
What was the plan?
Okay, should we be totally freaked out that we're stuck, or just grossed out that we're stuck in cheese?
Don't freak out yet. This isn't as bad as it looks. It's exactly as bad as it looks!
If my engineering analysis is correct, this place won't hold itself up for another 5 minutes.
Oh, wowzers!
So now would be a very good time for a plan, or a miracle, or a timely reemergence of a character we've forgotten about?
Young Nelly! Oh, he's got to be down here somewhere! Young Nelly! Nelly! You guys, help me yell for Young Nelly!
Miranda!
Nelly! We're super stuck!
Miranda!
Maybe Nelly's short for Nelson! Nelson! No!
Stop!
He's got to be down here somewhere! He guessed my number!
That wasn't Young Nelly, Miranda. Young Nelly would be like 100 years old. It was some crazy guy in overalls who did a fun trick with a number. It didn't mean anything.
But it got us here, didn't it? I mean, everything means something!
No, Miranda, some things mean nothing. Like the word nothing, for instance.
That's where you're wrong, Eliza. Even nothing means something, and that something means something!
Can't argue with you there, Miranda.
Young Nelly?
Well, if it isn't our whimsical truant and her thoroughly unremarkable friends.
Mr. Benson?
Mr. Benson! Thank goodness you're here. We're stuck in some ambiguous dairy product at the bottom of a huge milk pail.
I think it's Brie.
Incorrect, Darren. It's milk pill fluid. A ruined batch now, thanks to your rather tactile interruption.
Mr. Benson, I know you don't admire me as a student, but I'm pretty sure this cavern is going to collapse on all of us if we don't get out of here pronto.
Very astute observation, Miranda. But I'm afraid I will be the only one leaving this cavern alive today.
You're sounding pretty evil right now, Mr. Benson.
Eliza, you've penciled it out by now, I'm sure. Would you like to share the correct answer with the rest of the class?
You've stolen the old Milktown artifacts.
Saved them. But I'll accept your answer.
I don't understand.
Shocking. Do you see what they've done to our town, Miranda? 100 years of incredible history, and we're delaying any all recognition for a sweaty white vitamin. How quick they are to replace the old with the new. Fruit leather is not candy. They don't deserve this history.
What about the owls and cats? People don't deserve those either.
I'm going to cut a few corners here because you're not getting this as quickly as the circumstances require. The cats and owls are entirely incidental. I freed them. That vile dairy residuum dripping down all over everything has attracted a rather tenacious horde of...
mice.
Very good. Turns out the voracious little buggers love this milk pill crap. But I can't have them chewing up my things. Ergo, owls and cats.
But this place is caving in. Everything will be destroyed anyway. I thought you loved history.
Yes. It is a shame, but I suppose burial is a form of preservation. Perhaps our people will finally come to appreciate history when they see a world without it. But probably not.
It makes no sense.
Doesn't it?
The whole town is above us. By burying the past, you're destroying the present.
Isn't that poetic? You need to read more history, Eliza. I suppose in a moment you'll be history. Let's hope that proves illuminating for you. Bye-bye.
Wow, seriously evil.
How much longer, Eliza?
Oh, 45 seconds or so.
This is not looking good for us.
Come on, you guys. Think. Think.
And in their last moments, right before the whole cavern caves in, as caverns are wont to do in this kind of situation, with everything on the line and so much left unsaid, last admissions of lifelong longing are finally revealed, not a moment too soon, by Darren.
Dude, I'm not into Miranda. How many times do I have to tell you?
Okay, but come on, Darren. You're always hanging on her every word when she's saying, like, anything.
You are always doing that, Darren.
Yeah, so what's that about?
Miranda's a very engaging storyteller.
Yeah, okay.
No, seriously, I enjoy her company and appreciate her perspective on things, which is why I am her friend, but I'm not in love with her. So, yeah, sorry, Miranda.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Oh, great! This is it! We're really done for now!
Wait, I know what to do!
Well, we lost Darren.
Darren, you're brilliant!
Caw, caw, caw! how you want to go.
Miranda, bark like a dog. A mean dog. As loud as you can.
Why?
Trust me.
It's working. They're leaving, Darren. It's working.
Something's on me. Lots of little somethings.
Don't move. Let them eat.
Oh, they're saving us, Darren. Love is stronger than hate. They love you.
They don't love me. They love Bree. Everybody okay?
We're free.
Darren, that was amazing.
Thanks.
What do we do now?
Run!
She's waking up.
Hey, there she is.
What happened?
You took a milk stump to the noggin.
How did we get out of there?
You won't believe it.
What? No, was it?
Young Nelly.
Riding on the back of old Marjorie the Milk Cow Doyle.
Oh, Marge. Oh, I can't believe I was knocked out for that.
It was pretty awesome.
You were right, Miranda. We took a left after a left after a left and ended up right here.
It made no sense.
Did he say anything?
He said, "Tell Miranda thanks for believing in me."
Wow.
Yeah, and tell her I'm not a psychic. I can just do that number thing with certain people.
And remind her that Darren saved everyone.
And tell her that she's pretty.
Oh, come on, you guys. Did he really say that?
In so many words.
Wait, Mr. Benson! Ow.
Take it easy, there's no sign of Benson.
Is everyone okay?
They managed to evacuate the town, but we have to start over.
Just us and the artifacts now.
They recovered the artifacts?
Most of them. Turns out milk pill fluid's a great preservative.
So they didn't destroy the past or the present?
Not yet.
Wow, what a case.
And it's not over.
What do you mean?
No, you get your rest.
Come on, you guys, where are you going?
We have to go to school.
But what's the case?
We'll pick up your homework, don't worry.
Oh, come on, you guys, give me something.
Let's just say there's a curious coincidence.
Between Dr. Venom and the number 37.
Oh, come on!
Oh, Miranda, get better soon. The mystery has only just begun. Thusly, we conclude today's adventure with Milktown's finest in youth team detective investigation. Tune in next time for the continuation of Milktown, 1999.